Rosh at the end of Maseches Tainis and Siman Lamed Zayin quotes the Ramban, who says that one is chayav to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. That's the Rosh in Siman Lamed Zayin that had said that the only mitzvahs anogos ba'avel that anogos b'Tisha B'Av are mitzvahs lo sasei, but not mitzvahs sasei. So any mitzvahs lo sasei shav'avel anoig on Tisha B'Av. So first glance you'd say tefillin is a mitzvahs lo sasei shav'avel. Tefillin is a mitzvah sasei, but the fact that we don't, the fact that an avel doesn't wear tefillin, that's a mitzvahs lo sasei shav'avel. So first glance you'd say that that should apply to Tisha B'Av. So claims the Rosh it doesn't. Here's the line of the Rosh. Mustaber the chayv b'tefillin. Navagav the mitzvahs lo sasei. Even though tefillin is a mitzvah lo sasei shav'avel, so you'd imagine that it should apply on Tisha B'Av, meaning one should not wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. The Rosh says it's not true. We do wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Kevin the b'avel gufei lo mitzvah lo b'yom rishon. Since the halach is that an avel is only asked to wear tefillin on the first day of the shiva, v'locham Tisha B'Av mishivas yimei avelus. Tisha B'Av is not more chomer than the Shivas Yimei Avelus. What does that mean? The 7 days of Avelus? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The Rosh means that it's not chomer than any one of the 7 days. So we know that there is a distinction between the first 3 days of Shiva and the other days of Shiva. What the Rosh is saying is that Tisha B'Av is the lowest level Avelus of Shiva. So if you only know Heg this of Tefillin on the first day of Shiva, then it doesn't make sense that one should be asked to wear Tefillin on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is not as chomer as the first day of Shiva. Tisha B'Av is more lenient than the first day of Shiva. It's the most lenient time of Shiva. So if there is any time that an Avel is allowed to wear tefillin, then an Avel is obligated to wear tefillin because it's a mitzvah sasei, so then on Tisha B'Av we're also going to be obligated to wear tefillin. How does the Rosh know that Tisha B'Av is the least chomer time of Shiva? It's like the least chomer time of Shiva. He brings two raya's to that. He says, V'teida, the hamuta v'asiyas malacha, the makom shenagu. First of all, there's a minig not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, but the makom shenagu, it's mutter. What's pshat? V'avelus nami k'shein lam ayochal osa l'acha shlosha b'tzina b'sof b'esam. The halacha is that if someone doesn't have what to eat, even though there's an issa malacha for an ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, but after the gimel yamim harishonim, he's an ani shein l'mayochel, he's allowed to do malacha. So says the Rosh, you see that on Tisha B'Av, since there is a minig in some places to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, obviously Tisha B'Av couldn't be more chamer than the latter part of Shiva, after the first 3 days. So the same should be true for tefillin. When it comes to tefillin, after the first day, the avel is mechuyev to wear tefillin. So on Tisha B'Av as well, one should be mechuyev to wear tefillin. The second raya he gives, not from malacha, but from sheila shalom. V'chem b'sheil shalom meishiv, Shekein ba'avelus nachash losh yomim meishiv shalom l'chalodim. The halacha is that on Tisha B'Av, even though one should not be shol b'shalom achem, you shouldn't say shalom aleichem to someone, but it's mutter to be meishiv. He says, what's the idea? The same is true by Shiva, that in Ovel, toch shlosh yomim harishonim, he's not meishiv shalom. He's not shol b'shalom, he's not meishiv shalom, but after the shlosh yomim harishonim, he can be meishiv shalom l'chalodim. So you see, says the Rosh, that Tisha B'Av is like after the first 3 days of Shiva. So it's like after the first 3 days of Shiva for Sheila Shalom and for Malacha, it should be like after the first 3 days of Shiva for Tefillin as well. After the first day of Shiva, the Avil is allowed to wear Tefillin. He's mechuyev to wear Tefillin. So the same should be true for Tisha B'Av. That's how the Rosh, that's what the Rosh quotes from the Rambam. Okay, questions? I saw a hand up.
Yeah, what does that mean by Malacha? Like Shabbos Malacha?
Malacha means to do work. You know, pragmatia, to do business. Not necessarily, no. To do any kind of malacha. Business, right? To do any work that a person is doing. Any work that a person has to do, is interested in doing, and not to sit and be misabel for the meis, so not to sit and be misabel on Tisha. That's what the Rosh quotes in the Rabban. And then he quotes from the Marami Rutenberg, Rabbeinu Meir, as he calls him. Marami Rutenberg in his Hilchos Smocha says that he thinks that on Tisha B'Av, one should not wear tefillin. Just like on the Yom Rishon, the Avel, Yom Rishon, the Shiva, one doesn't wear tefillin. So too on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Numer Kosov says the Rosh, V'nir the B'tisha B'Av, Ein lo niyach tefillin. K'mo b'Yom Rishon, the Avel. The Ein Yom Mar Yosem Imenu Yom Kavua B'chiyah L'daros. Zokta Marami Rutenberg, he thinks that on Tisha B'Av one should not wear tefillin. Because V'achrita K'yom Mar, the first day is so bitter, that's why the Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day. And Tisha B'Av is a yom kavua b'chiel l'doros. It's a yom mar for all of Klal Yisrael. So it's mistaber that it's like the first day of Shiva. It's just like on the first day of Shiva, the other doesn't wear tefillin. So to Tisha B'Av, one should not wear tefillin. So it seems like there's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Marami Rudenberg, where the Tisha B'Av is like the first day of Shiva, or it's like after the first 3 days of Shiva. Is it like the first day of Shiva, the more chomer part of Shiva, or like the less chomer part of Shiva? Now, the mina being whether we wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. The Hagos Maimoni in Ilchus Tainios in Perek Hay in Os Gimel, he adds to the Marami Rudenberg. He says that even the Marami Rudenberg was noheg to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av min amincha ulamayla. The Marami Rutenberg writes in his Hilchos Smachos, one should not wear tefillin. Omnam re'isiv meiniach tefillin min amincha ulamayla. The Hagos Maimoni quotes from someone that he saw the Marami Rutenberg himself wearing tefillin at mincha time on Tisha B'Av. And this is the minig that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Hei Sif Aleph. This is our minig, right? That on Tisha B'Av by day, in the morning, we don't wear tefillin. But for mincha, we do. Nagim shalolani at tefillin b'Tisha B'Av shachris, v'lo talis, etc. B'mincha menichim tzitzis u'tefillin u'mavarchim aleim. The minig of the Marami Rutenberg, that he didn't wear tefillin in the morning, but then he wore tefillin mincha time. L'chora, this sheet of Marami Rutenberg seems difficult, because there's a stira from another Maram. The Rosh, in the next simon, in Simon Lamed Ches quotes, V'nagu she'ovel holech b'leil Tisha B'Av l'beis ha'knesses, v'chein l'machar sa'kimar kinos, v'az holech l'beisam. The ovel goes to a beis ha'knesses on Tisha B'Av, even an ovel toch shiva, goes to a beis ha'knesses, says the Rosh. K'nitanya ovel kol shloshi yomim harishonim en holech l'beis ha'evel. The Braisa says that an ovel is not supposed to leave his home. First 3 days of shiva, he doesn't go to a beis ha'evel, even to a beis ha'ovel. The Ovel after the first 3 days can go be Menachem Ovel, a different Ovel, but he doesn't sit b'makom ha-minachamim. He doesn't sit in the place of those who are Menachem the Ovel. He sits b'makom ha-misnachamim. He sits with the Avelim. He's also ba'avelis. He's in Shiva. The Chiddush is he can be yotzim mipesach beiso after the first 3 days, but only to go to a beis Ovel. B'tisha B'Av quotes the Rosh, Nami havika Ovel migimul yomim ve'elech. Tisha B'Av is like Ovel Migimel Yom Ve'elach, says the Rosh. V'holech le'beis ha'knesses im shahar kol shem kimo avelim. He can go to the beis ha'knesses to be with the kohol who are like avelim. Kol zeh miyisod Rabbeinu Meir Zal. That's the Marami Rutenberg in the Hilchos Smachos. The Maram writes that Tisha B'Av is like Gimel, is like Achar Gimel Yomim Harishonim. So the Ovel is allowed to be yotzei mipesach beiso. It's like after the first 3 days. It's not as chomer. So therefore the Ovel, even Tok Shiva, can go to shul on Tisha B'Av. That's what the Maram writes. So, what does this mean? What does it mean that Tisha B'Av is like after the Gimel Yomim Harishonim, and therefore the Ovel can go to the Beis HaKnesses? What kind of a concept is that? So, the Beis Yosef in his Berak HaBayis, in packet 9, we have this, in page 1. The Beis Yosef explains that the Marami Rutenberg means to say like this. Packet 1, Packet 9, page 1. Mashakosa davikimo ovel mishloshi yom ve'elech shetamo mitneshu avelus yeshana lo chamira lekimo ovel mishloshi yom ve'elech. Because the avelus of Tisha B'Av is avelus yeshana, it's the old avelus from the Churban Beis Hamikdash, almost 2,000 years. It's the old avelus. It's not a schomer. Avelus chadasha. If someone loses a close relative that he observes avelus of Shiva, that's an Avelus Chadosh, that's much more Chom. But the Avelus Yishon of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Zok Berak HaBayis, is not as Chomer. So it's like after the Gimel Yomim Harishonim of Shiva. It's like Shiva, but the less Chomer part of Shiva. So just like an Ovel after the Gimel Yomim Harishonim can go outside of his home to a base Ovel, he's Yoshe B'Mokom HaMisnachamim, not B'Mokom HaMenachamim. The same holds true on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is like after the first 3 days. So an Ovel Tok Shiva is allowed to go to shul. So the Pella is that the Marami Rutenberg seems to contradict himself. On the one hand, when he talks about halicha lebeis hakneses, he assumes that tishvav is like after the first 3 days of shiva. And yet, when it comes to tefillin, he assumes that tishvav is like the first 3 days of shiva. Even more so, it's like the first day of shiva. It's so chomer that it's like the first day of shiva. It's gachastir in the maram. Philip Plum in the maram. He's mamish sold himself from one halacha to the next. Lechora, the answer to the kasha against the maram. And so we first have to understand what he means. Well, what is he saying that regarding going to shul, Tisha B'Av is like the second part of Shiva, like after the first 3 days? What kind of an ovel are we talking about? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. To answer the kasha, the stira in the maram, we first have to ask a different kasha. Question is, manavshach. If we're talking about an ovel within the Gimel Yamim Harishonim, so what does it matter that Tisha B'Av is like after the first 3 days? But the Ovel himself is within the first 3 days. If he's not allowed to leave his home, how can he go to shul? So if we're talking about an Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva, it shouldn't matter what the status of Tisha B'Av is, even if it's more kal than the first 3 days, but the Ovel himself is within the first 3 days, so how can he go to shul? And if we're talking about an Ovel after the first 3 days of Shiva, so then even if Tisha B'Av is like the first 3 days of Shiva, even if it's so chomer, it's like the first 3 days of Shiva, why shouldn't the Ovel be able to go to shul? He's in his second half of Shiva. He's in the lower level Shiva. So even if Tisha B'Av is like the first 3 days of Shiva, but everyone else is going to shul also, so why shouldn't the Ovel be able to go to shul? Manavshach. If the Ovel is within his first 3 days, he shouldn't be able to go to shul no matter what the status of Tisha B'Av is. And if the Ovel is in his second half of Shiva, then he should be able to go to shul no matter what the status of Tisha B'Av is. So what's the Maram saying? That Tisha B'Av is like Shiva after the first 3 days, and therefore the Ovel can go. Well, why should it matter? It should all depend on who this Ovel is. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says that obviously we're talking about an Ovel after the first 3 days. It doesn't make any sense that we can be talking about an Ovel within the first 3 days. We're talking about an Ovel after the first 3 days, so that's the heter that the Maram has, that he can go to shul, just like an Ovel can leave his home after the first 3 days of Shiva. He goes b'makom ha-misnachamim. So since all of Klal Yisrael are like misnachamim, they're like avelim on Tisha B'Av, so he's allowed to go to shul. But obviously he must be in the last half of Shiva, must be after the first 3 days, because if not, there would be no head of him to leave his home. And that's what the Karban Asanel writes as well, on the Rosh, in Sifkot Nalif. Nogu she'ovel holech b'leil Tisha B'Av, zog the Karban Asanel, haynu ovel la'acha shlosha, like the Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Magen Avraham. Has to be an Ovel after the first 3 days. So then he has a heter to leave his home. What's the Maram saying? Why is he saying that Tisha B'Av is like Avelus of Shiva after the first 3 days? Well, what does he mean by that? The Maram obviously means to say, he means to answer the question, how is it mutter for anyone to go to shul? If it's like Ovel toch shlosha yomim, so then no one should be able to go to shul, because an Ovel is not allowed to leave his home toch shlosha yomim harishon. So the Maram, no, it's like after the first 3 days. So all of Klal Yisrael is allowed to go to shul, because it's like after the first 3 days of Shiva. But obviously, an Ovel is allowed to go to shul only if he's within the second half of Shiva. If he's within the second half of Shiva, he's like the rest of Klal Yisrael, so then he's allowed to go to shul. But if he's within the first half of Shiva, even if the rest of Klal Yisrael on Tisha B'Av is like they're in the second half of Shiva, but he's vis-a-vis his personal avelus, he's in the first half of shul, so he still wouldn't be allowed to go to shul. So the heter that the Maram has for an ovel to go to shul, it's obviously an ovel after the first 3 days. So since the rest of Klal Yisrael also on Tisha B'Av are like avelim after the first 3 days, so then the ovel is allowed to go to shul. Okay, this is one approach that we can have for the Maram. What's difficult is that it doesn't sound like that's what he's saying. The lashon of the Maram sounds like an Ovel goes to shul, no matter what period of Shiva he's in, because Tisha B'Av is like after the first 3 days of Shiva. So since Tisha B'Av is after the first 3 days of Shiva, that's a heter for the Ovel to go to shul. It doesn't sound like the Maram is explaining why all of Klal Yisrael is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. It sounds like he's explaining why the Ovel is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. And he doesn't specify, he doesn't stipulate it's dafka if the Ovel is after the first 3 days of Shiva. It sounds like an Ovel can go to shul no matter where in Shiva he's holding. And why? Because Tisha B'Av is like an Ovel in Shiva after the first 3 days, That's the hetter for the avil to go to shul, no matter where he's holding in shiva. So the question is, what does that mean? What does that mean? The emes, this is what the Magen Avraham himself says. The Magen Avraham, as the Levush HaYisrael explains, writes that he thinks the Marami Rutenberg is talking about an avil even within the Gimel Yavim Harishon of shiva. Not just in the second half, but even within the first half, the avil is allowed to go to shul on Tisha B'Av. Why? Zok the Marami, because Tisha B'Av is like shiva after the first 3 days. Like after the first 3 days. So since it's like shiva after the first 3 days, the avil, even toch the first 3 days, is allowed to go to shul. What does that mean? I think the pshat in the Magen Avraham, the pshat in the Maram is this. What is the reason why an avil can't leave his home during shiva? So the Chumash Hadeshin in Simen Resh Sadi explains that it's because the avil is supposed to remember that he's ba'avelus. This is in page 3 of the handout. The shaila the Chumash Hadeshin raises is an avil allowed to leave his home during shiva at night? Is the issa for an avil to leave his home only by day, or is it even by night? Not such a hefse, meaning it's probably permissible. Why? The Braisa, the Gemara in Marikotna, Daf Chaf Aleph, writes that the avil is allowed to leave his home after the first 3 days to go to a beis avil. The tam hu deino yotze mi pesel beisok deshlo yishkach aveluso kashielech etzel b'nei adam. The reason why the avil is not supposed to leave his home is that he shouldn't forget that he's ba'avelus, that he's supposed to be mourning his karov. When he goes among people, he's going to forget himself. They're not ba'avelus, he is ba'avelus, so he'll forget himself. He's only among his b'nei bais, even though they're not avelim, but he'll remember that he's ba'avelus, he's supposed to be mourning his karov. When he is involved with other people who are aside from his b'nei bais, he'll forget. If he goes out at night, let's say the Ovil is going to sleep elsewhere. He's sitting shiva in one place, but he's going to sleep in a different home. That's mutter, says the Chumash Hadeshin, because he's not misarev with chaburos b'nei adam. He's not joining other people. He's just going to sleep somewhere else. If he goes alone, one or two people are going with him, it's no big deal. Typically, the Chol Leil Shari says the Chumash Hadeshin, why did the Rishonim stand on the head to be mata the avil to go to shul on Tisha B'Av? He's going with people to go to shul. So he's going to shul, then there's the concern. That's why the Rishonim have to work hard to be matad avil to go to Beis HaKnesses on Tisha B'Av, because he's going to Chaburas Bnei Adam, he's going to Shul. It's not just one, two people walking with him, or he's going alone to go sleep in a different home. So up to Chumash Hadeshin, the reason why the avil is not allowed to leave his home is that he shouldn't forget that he's ba'avelus. And that's precisely why he's allowed to go to a Beis HaAvel. Right? He's allowed to go to a Beis HaAvel. He won't forget that he's ba'avelus because he sits b'makom ha'misnachamim. So he realizes that he's an avel. He won't forget himself. Similarly, he's allowed to go out b'alayla. If he's not misarev with shar b'nei adam, he's not going to be together with other people. There's not no concern. He'll forget that he's ba'avelus. Tisha B'Av, we have to figure out why it's mut of him to go to shul, because there he is misarev with chaburas b'nei adam. So he can leave. He can go out at night, but there's a shaila. It's not so poshut that he should be able to go out, even though it is at night. But since he's going to shul with other people, so then there's that concern. Maybe he'll forget that he's ba'avelus. So we have to figure out why it's mutter. But this idea, this reason why the ovel cannot leave his home during shiva, that's really only for the second half of shiva, after the first 3 days. The reason why an avil is not allowed to leave his home in the first 3 days could be there's a different tam for that, a special reason. And that's the Bach. The Bach in Yerodea quotes from the Ravid. Special reason. Not just that he shouldn't forget that he's ba'avelus, but the Ravid says that it's interesting. When it comes to malacha, even the oni is also b'malacha for the first 3 days. Mishum da'amru chazal shlosha lebechi. First few days are for bechi, they're for crying. Yasav b'malacha yisatzel b'bechi. So up to Ravid, he'll be misatzel. There's a concern that the other will be misatzel b'bechi if he's osik b'malacha. He'll forget himself. Not that he'll be misarev with b'nei Adam and he'll be besimcha. No, it's that he'll be misatzel b'bechi. He won't cry. Shloshi yamim rishonim, he's supposed to be crying. So he'll be misatzel b'bechi. It's interesting. It's not. It sounds from the Ravid, it's not just the reality that Chazal is saying that the first 3 days are days of crying. It sounds like there's a mitzvah to cry. A mitzvah for the Avol to cry. Somehow he'll be misatzel and that inyan to cry for his mace, for his nifta. So that's the reason why an ani is also a malacha during the first 3 days. After the first 3 days, if he's ain lo malechel, he can do malacha b'soch beis b'tzina. But the first 3 days he can't do malacha. Why? Because it's a time of bechi and we're afraid he'll be misatzel b'bechi if he's osik the malacha. Same reason, he doesn't leave Pesach Beiso during the first 3 days, then he shouldn't be Misatzel Bebechi. Sounds like it's a different idea. After the first 3 days of Shiva, he's not allowed to leave because we're afraid he'll be Misarev with Chaburas Bnei Adam, and he'll forget that he's Ba'avelus. During the first 3 days, it could be there's a heightened Avelus, a heightened level that he's supposed to be Bebechi. And it could be that even where there might be heterim in the second half of Shiva, like by Malacha for an Ani, there are no heterim the first 3 days. And the same would be true for the Abba to leave his home. To leave his home in the first 3 days, there might be Mochama, that's a time of Bechi. And it could be that during a time of Bechi, he's not supposed to leave his home at all, even to go to the Beis Avel. Right? That's the Chiluk. In terms of leaving Pesach Beis, so we find the Chiluk. He's allowed to go to a Beis Avel after the first 3 days, but the first 3 days he can't. So if sitting B'makom HaMisnachamim will ensure that the Avel will remember that he's Ba'avelus, so why can't he leave his home during the first 3 days? It sounds like the first 3 days is a different level. That's what the Bach is quoting from the Raiva, that it's a time of Bechi. And if it's a time of Bechi, the Avel has to remain at home, period. He has to be at home to engage in Bechi. It could be that's why on Tisha B'Av everything is different. Tisha B'Av, the reason why the Avel is allowed to leave his home to go to a shul is because all of Klal Yisrael are Ba'avelus. So if everyone's in Ovel, there's no concern that the Ovel is going to be Misatzel Bebechi. If he goes to a Beis Ovel, since there are Menachamim there, he might be self-conscious, he might not want to cry, even though he's sitting B'makom HaMisnachamim. But Bechi is a different level. He won't forget that he's Ba'avelus if he sits B'makom HaMisnachamim, B'makom Di'Avelim. But he might not be Bocha because there is a group of people there who are not Ba'avelus. So he might not want to cry in front of them. He has a personal Avelus that he's suffering. Right? There are other people Ba'avelus as well, but there are individuals who are Benachama. There are individuals who are not Ba'avelus. He might not want to be Bocha. But since all of Klal Yisrael are sitting Ba'avelus on Tisha B'Av, the Ovel, even though he has a personal tsar, but he won't feel self-conscious. He won't hold back from his bechi. There's less of a concern that he'll hold back from his bechi. So that's why he can go to shul. And maybe that's taka why he can go to shul, even if he's within the first 3 days of Shiva. Maybe that's what the Marami Rutenberg is saying. That Tisha B'Av is like after the Gimel Yomim HaRishonim of Shiva. That means not that it's not as chomer. Right? Maybe it's taka like the first 3 days, but vis-a-vis halicha lebeis haknesses, vis-a-vis leaving Pesach Beiso, it's like the first 3 days of Shiva, because the whole problem with leaving Pesach Beiso in the first 3 days of Shiva is that the Ovel has to be bebechi, and if he's misarev, if he goes to a place where there are people who are not ba'avelus, the Ovel will be self-conscious from crying. He'll be self-conscious, he'll hold himself back from crying. But if all of Klal Yisrael are sitting ba'avelus on Tisha B'Av, then we're not afraid that he'll be self-conscious and he won't cry. So that's why it's mutter for him to go to shul. Because Tisha B'Av is like the Avelus of Shiva after the first 3 days, in the sense that all of Klal Yisrael are Avelim. They're all Avelim, and there's no concern that the Ovel, even within the first 3 days of Shiva, is going to hold back from crying. That could be what the Magen Avraham has in mind. That we're talking really about an Ovel in the middle of the first 3 days of Shiva, not the second half. He's in the first half of Shiva. So really, Me'ikar Adin, he shouldn't be able to leave his home. But since on Tisha B'Av, all of Klal Yisrael are Noeg Ba'avelus, it's like they're Avelim, So the Avil is not going to be self-conscious and crying. So if the reason why the Avil can't leave Pesach Beisel during the first few days because we're afraid he'll be Misatzel the Befi, that concern doesn't apply on Tisha B'Av, and that's why he's able to go to Shul. This could also answer the stira that we asked. We said that on the one hand, from the Marami Rutenberg, it seems as though there's an issue to wear tefillin. It seems as though Tisha B'Av is like the Avelus of Shiva in the first few days. It's even more than that. It's like Avelus of Shiva on the first day. And yet the Marami Rutenberg also says that it's mutter for the Avel to leave his home to go to the Beis HaKnesses. Sounds like Tisha B'Av is like the Avelus of Shiva after the first few days. So how can these two Marams sit together? The answer is, really what the Maram means to say is that Tisha B'Av is like Avelus of Yom Rishon. It's like the first day of Shiva. Like within the first 3 days, it's like the first day mamish. That's why it's also for the Ovel to wear tefillin, at least until after Kinos. Right? Maram himself wore tefillin b'shas mincha, but the Maram claims that at least until after Kinos, it's like the first day of Shiva. That which the Maram says that the Ovel is allowed to go to the Beis HaKnesses because it's like after the first few days of Shiva, he's just talking about halicha le Beis HaKnesses regarding the halacha of the Ovel leaving his home. Not the Maram. That's mutter. That's different. Tisha B'Av is different. Since all of Klal Yisrael are Avelim on Tisha B'Av, vis-a-vis the halacha of Halicha L'Beis HaKnesses, that, for that halacha, it's like Shiva after the first 3 days. Because if the whole reason why an Avel during the first 3 days is not allowed to leave his home is because we're afraid he'll be Misatzel Lebechi, on Tisha B'Av there's no concern. Since all of Klal Yisrael is sitting by Avelis, there's no concern that the Avel is going to be Misatzel Lebechi. So only regarding that halacha did the Maram say that Tisha B'Av is like after the first 3 days. But regarding every other halacha, notably tefillin, right, the Maram will hold it. It's like the first day of Shiva. So it's like the first day of Shiva, at least until after Kinos, then it's appropriate not to wear tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
Most people probably don't cry at Tisha B'Av.
I'm sorry?
Most people probably don't cry at Tisha B'Av. So
I see a lot of people cry. They might not cry so loudly, but if you looked at people on Tisha B'Av, as they say Kinos, some people do cry. Cry a little bit. I'm not saying that the oval has to be bawling, but you know, the idea of shedding a tear, I think people do shed tears sometimes. You gotta daven in a shul where people are shedding tears. It's a pretty important thing. Right? You should be in the right tzviva where people really feel it. Yeah.
Does every tefillah on Tisha B'Av, like, you can daven chakras, mincha?
So the oval is allowed to, yeah.
And marv after, like,
no, Marav after Tisha B'Av, you have to be back in the Beis Avil.
Can you say that people are still...
not for Marav after Tisha B'Av.
You're
saying for Mincha, once you're putting on tefillin, so it's not a time of Bechia. Yeah, so chances are, according, it would sound from this, that at least until Mincha, the Avil could go to Shul. Probably for Mincha, he wouldn't go to Shul. That's what I would imagine. Right? Because if even the Maram says that you're allowed to put on tefillin, so he holds that Tisha B'Av has shifted, so if it's not a Zman of Bechi anymore, then it's probably appropriate for the Avil to stay home. Moshe?
If we're worried about him being the Avil being Ma'atza of Bechi because of so many people around, why do we let so many people come to his house to be Ma'atza? Especially at one time. I mean, there are times at Beis Avil there's 20, 30 people.
Right, so I guess there are different themes. There are different motifs. On the one hand, it's a time for the Avil to come. But on the other hand, it is a time for Nichum. The emes is many are knowing not to be Menachem Avel in the first 3 days of Shiva for precisely that reason. Because the Avel is at a time that he can't be Mekabel Tanchumen in the same way. Generally, the only people who are Menachem Avel in the first 3 days of Shiva are people who are very close to the Avel. Close friends, relatives, people who really know the Avel well. Those are the only people who are going to go in the first 3 days. And when we talk about the first 3 days, it doesn't mean 72 hours. It means if the Kfura were, let's say, in the afternoon, so then... you know, by the second night, we're talking about the third day. I'm not sure if it includes the third day, or you know, the third day already is outside of the point of reference, right? You know, once if the kfura, let's say it's on a Sunday night, so once you're talking about Monday night, that's already Tuesday, that's already the third day. So, you know, already then people will start to come. It's a little bit of time that many people are not Menachem Avel. To give the Avil a chance to be Bochev before they're actually Menachem. Yes.
And that in terms of like Tatsi Takhman, because Tisha B'Av is compared to a Moed,
right.
So are we generally knowing before Hesyan a Moed, or can one say that even in this case we're not knowing Avelos before Hesyan?
The fact that Tisha B'Av is a moed, that's an interesting halach. I mean, the reality is there is avelos on Tisha B'Av. So even though it is a moed, you still see that, you know, there are conflicting emotions that we have over here. Normally, we're not knowing avelos on Yom Tov, and yet on Tisha B'Av, even though it's a moed, I don't know. It's complicated. It's complicated. I think the idea of moed is simply that we're supposed to keep in mind that there is an element of moed in Tisha B'Av as well. We have this idea that we want to be benachama, we hope that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, and Tisha B'Av is going to turn into a moed. It's not quite a moed right now. Right now, it really is a yom avel more than a yom moed. But we leave that vestige of a yom moed by not saying tachlis, that we keep in mind that we have a hope for the future, and we hope that the Beis Hamikdash will come back, and then Tisha B'Av is going to turn into a yom. Okay, the Rambam has an interesting line in Hilchos Tanias where he talks about tefillin. The Rambam in Hilchos Tanias Perkei Halacha Yud Aleph, he writes, "Miktas hachachamim nogin shlo laniach bo tefillin shel rosh." Miktas hachachamim are knowing not to put on tefillin shel rosh. That's quite interesting. Until now, we found two shitas. We have the Marami Rutenberg who says that there's an issur to wear tefillin in the morning until mincha, until after kinos, and we have the Ramban who says that there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin even in the morning. Comes the Rambam and he splits it. He says that some don't put on the tefillin shel rosh. Sounds like they put on a tefillin shayat. Very strange. Right? They put on tefillin shayat, but not tefillin shayrosh. What kind of a split is that? Man of shor, either don't wear any tefillin, or wear all the tefillin. Why this split? This is a kasha that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asked in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi, in Yeridei and Simon Reish Sadi Beis. He's troubled with this Rambam. He pointed out, he noticed this Rambam, interesting Rambam. Rabbi Friend has a beautiful sefer that he wrote, the Ili Nishmas, one of his parents. It's called Ohle Yisachar. So he has a very beautiful idea, and he suggests that perhaps this Rambam might depend on the reason why an Ovel doesn't wear tefillin. Why doesn't an Ovel wear tefillin? The Gemara has in different places, the Gemara in Moed Katan, and in Sukkah, and in Brachas. The Gemara says the reason why an Ovel doesn't wear tefillin is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, Pe'ercha Chavosh Olecha. This is one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel not to do like an Ovel. Right? We had yesterday that Hashem said, Heyonek Dom, to be quiet, like an Ovel. Here he said, don't take off your tefillin. Wear the tefillin. Pe'ercha chavosh alecha. Wear the tefillin. Wear the pe'er. So from that we learn that an Ovel is not supposed to wear pe'er. He's not supposed to wear the tefillin. So what's the reason why the Ovel doesn't wear the tefillin? So Rashi in different places, Rashi in Brochus, among other places, Rashi writes that tefillin are called pe'er. The ovel ma'olo ba'afar karno, and the ovel is rolling in the dirt. Ve'ein noel lo says pe'er tacha sefer. It's not appropriate to put pe'er tacha sefer. To put the tefillin on b'mokom efer, b'mokom ofar, b'mokom the dust, the dirt that's on the head of the ovel, it's not appropriate, so that's why the ovel doesn't wear tefillin. So Rashi says, he gives a svara. Sounds like a svara. That the ovel is ma'olo ba'afar karno. He's rolling around in the dust, so to speak. He's very depressed. He's very upset. It's not appropriate to put pe'er tachas efer. And that would explain, actually, why this is a tefillin that only applies on the first day of Shiva. Because the first day of Shiva, v'yachrita kiyomar, that's a very bitter day for the ovel. It's especially bitter, more than the rest of Shiva. So that's really the day that the ovel is ma'olo ba'afar karno. He's rolling in the efer, rolling in the dust. It's not appropriate to put pe'er tachas efer. But after that, he's not so much be'efer, he's not so much bebechi, if you will, it's not so much bemerirus, so therefore the oval can put on the tefillin. Yes?
Can't say that the first 3 days are bechi? Like,
so that's what
we were trying to say before, that the reason you can't go to shul is...
Right, so the first 3 days are bechi, but the yomar, the lashon of the pasuk, yomar sounds like the bitterness is really the first day of Shiva, not even the first 3 days. So there's Yomar, then there's Bechi, and then there's the second half of Shiva. That's what it seems. And the Yomar is a contradiction to Tefillin, and that's what Rashi seems to be saying, that Ein Noel Lo Seis Pe'er Tachas Efer. Yes.
You're saying it's the same with Lashon of Yomar by Tisha B'Av, so it would be connected to the first.
Correct.
So
could be. Exactly. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Avel. It seems to say something a little bit different than Rashi. Rambam writes, Hilchos Gemara Mokum with me right now.
Paradalet
halacha test, thank you. I thought it was a parakei, but because it's a special halacha that relates only to the first day, the Rambam keeps it separate from the other Isurei. Well, thank you. Perek Dalet halacha test. Ha'ovel b'yomishon b'lvad oser laniach tefillin v'lecho mishalom. He's not allowed to eat his own food. Havra, right? People are supposed to give a suda to the ovel so that he shouldn't eat from himself. It's an interesting halacha which we're not going to discuss now. But aside from sudas havra, there's another halacha that relates to the first day of Shiva, and that is that the ovel is not allowed to wear tefillin. Why not? Minayin shuasa v'yamrishon laniach tefillin sherei nemar liyachezka percha chavosh alecha mechal shekol ha'am asur v'nemar lo v'lechem anoshim lo sochal mechal shekol ha'am och l'mishel achayim v'yamrishon v'asurim lechem mishel atzma. Psukim in sefer Yechezka, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezka not to eat from himself, he has to eat from someone else. The Ovel also has to get a suda from other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezka percha chavosh alecha you should wear your tefillin. It's mashma that other people should not wear the tefillin. Right? Lechem anoshim lo socha sounds like don't eat a suda from someone else. You eat your own suda. It sounds like other aveilim are supposed to eat from someone else. Percha chavosh alecha, it sounds like Yechezka was supposed to wear his tefillin, but everyone else was not supposed to wear the tefillin. So from that we see that the ovel is awesome. B'yom Rishon, Pasuk l'gabi Yecheskel doesn't say B'yom Rishon, but Chazal interpreted that that's what the Pasuk meant. V'yachrita k'yomar, the dafka b'yomar, he's not supposed to wear the pe'er. Dafka b'yomar. From the impression you get from the Rambam is that it's exeris akasav, the Rambam doesn't say any svar. Rambam says that it's a limud gomar, it's a Pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel, that the Ovel is not supposed to wear his tefillin. Not supposed to wear his tefillin. Chazal interpreted that it's on the first day of Shiva. But it sounds like it's a pasuk. He doesn't mention that the ovel is ma'olo ba'afar karno. He doesn't mention any kind of a svar. And the raya that it's not related to the svar is because the Rambam puts the two halachas together. The fact that the ovel doesn't wear tefillin the first day and he's not allowed to eat from his own food the first day. So eating from the food the first day has nothing to do with the fact that the ovel is misgolel ba'afar karno. It's nothing to do with the state of the ovel. And yet the ovel is not allowed to eat from his own food. See, it sounds like it's a din. It's a halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel not to wear tefillin on the first day, so the ovel is not supposed to wear tefillin the first day, period. I'm sorry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to wear tefillin. That's why the ovel is not allowed to wear tefillin. It sounds like it's a halacha. It's not a svar. Against Rashi. It's interesting. Tosis and Brachas actually learns Rashi similar to the Rambam. Tosis says that even Rashi understood that it's exeris hakasav, because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Mori Kotten, and there in Brachas, and in other places, it mentions Perecha Chavosh Alecha. So it sounds like it's exeris hakasav. So why does Rashi say that the Ovel is Ma'olel Ba'afar Karno Ve'no Los Esper Tachasefer? So it says Tosis, Rashi only gave the Svara to explain why we shouldn't learn other mitzvahs from Tefillin. You might think that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to do all the mitzvahs, and yet we're telling him, he told Yechezkel to wear tefillin, and we're saying that an ovel shouldn't wear tefillin, so maybe that's a binyanah for all mitzvahs, that an ovel's not supposed to do any mitzvahs. So comes Rashi and says, no, there's something special about tefillin. But all other mitzvahs, the ovel is mechuyevim. Or says Tosfos, maybe the purpose of Rashi's svar is to explain the difference between the first day and the other days of Shiva. That the ovel is ma'olah v'afar karno, on the first day, the achrita kiyomar, and that's why dafka the first day he doesn't wear tefillin, but all other days he does wear tefillin. The Taisa seems to be learning that really Rashi will understand that it's exeris hakasav that the ovel doesn't wear tefillin. Exeris hakasav from Sefer Yecheskel. Why does Rashi give a svara? The svara is not the mocker. The svara is just a reason to distinguish. The question is which distinction? To distinguish between tefillin as opposed to other mitzvahs, or to distinguish between the first day of Shiva as opposed to other days of Shiva. But it's not the Poshup Shan and Rashi. It's not the Poshup Shan and Rashi. And there are other Rishonim that seem to say that the Svar is the Ikar. The Rashi, Maseches Moed Katan, in Perek Gimel, at the end of Simon Gimel, he writes that the Svar is the Ikar. He says he thinks the Svar is the Ikar, not the Posuk. Like the Poshup Shan and Rashi, that the Ovel is Ma'olel Ba'afar Karno, Ve'no Alos Es Per Tachasefer. That's why the Ovel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day. Rabbi Fran wanted to suggest that maybe the Rambam holds that normally the reason why the Avil doesn't wear tefillin is because of the drasha. But the Rambam actually learnt both the drasha and the svar. He says normally the drasha is the koveh. The drasha is the koveh. So if the drasha is the koveh for an Avil on the first day of Shiva, so then there's no reason to distinguish between tefillin shiad and tefillin sharosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to wear tefillin. From that we learned that an Avil generally Tok Shiva doesn't wear tefillin, Tok Shiva on the first day, right? On the first day of Shiva. So, there's no reason to distinguish between tefillin shiad and tefillin sharosh. It's a halacha, it's a drasha, it's a limud gomer. But says Rabbi Friend, maybe the Rambam will understand that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Kabbalah, the divrei Kabbalah that Chazal had, their understanding that one shouldn't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, as we pointed out, it's not even clear. It's Machlokas Rishonim whether we don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. But those Rishonim who assumed that Chazal instituted not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, it wasn't because of the limud. It's not so clear that the lima should apply to Tisha B'Av. What, we're going to be mevatel from mitzvahs on Tisha B'Av? So the fact that the ovel is mevatel from the mitzvah of tefillin, that's a teres hakosam, divrei kabbalah. And how exactly can that work? How can we be mevatel the mitzvah saseh? That's a discussion for a different time, not for now. But that's a teres hakosam. So the fact that an ovel on the first day of Shiva doesn't wear tefillin, that's a teres hakosam. But the Rambam understood that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we don't apply that teres hakosam. Yes, kol mitzvah hanogos ba'avil nogos b'tisha b'av in general, but we see that there are exceptions. So the Rambam felt that tefillin was an exception as well. Chazal didn't feel that we should necessarily apply the pasuk of Yechezkel to tisha b'av. But the svara that an avil is ma'olah ba'afar karno ve'no los es peretach hazefer, that's a reality. That's a mitzvah. V'yachritach yomar means there's a merirus on the first day of Shiva. So that's a mitzvah. That the svara is based on a mitzvah. Maybe the Rambam understood that on Tisha B'Av, that Metzias exists. Tisha B'Av is a Yom Bechiya L'Doros, it's a Yom of Bechi. You can't deny reality. Reality is that all Klal Yisrael are going to be Bebechi, they're going to be Ma'olo B'Afar, kind of sitting on the floor, they're going to be Mispashel Be'efer, as the Mesechus Sofrim says, right? Everyone is rolling in the dirt, so to speak, rolling in the dust. To put on tefillin in the morning? Misvara, that doesn't make sense. Even if the pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel is not applied to Tisha B'Av, we'll say that we can't apply all of the Dina Shiva to Tisha B'Av, but the Svara that Ein Noah lost his Peretach HaSefer, that should apply to Tisha B'Av, because it is a time of Bechi. We are going to be Ma'olo Ba'afar Karna. Right? So it's Ein Noah lost his Peretach HaSefer. Says the Rambam, since the Svara applies, there has to be some kind of an Isser filling. Now, he's not saying there should be an Isser Tefillin. He's saying there was a minig, Mitzvas Chachamim. But the Mitzvas Chachamim, that minig of Mitzvas Chachamim, was based on the fact that they felt that Misvar, it doesn't make sense to wear Tefillin on Tisha B'Av. But which part of Tefillin does the Svar apply to? Tefillin Shoyad, Tefillin Sharosh. The Ovel is Ma'ol Ba'afar Karnavein, Noah Losses Pertach HaSefer. Does that apply to Tefillin Shoyad? Tefillin Shoyad is not the Pe'er. That's not where the Ovel is rolling. The Ovel rolling means that he's going to have Efer on his head. He has Efer on his head. It's not appropriate to put tefillin tachas Pe'er tachas Efer. But the tefillin shoyad are not... that's a makom mechusa. The Ovel is wearing clothing. He's not going to be be'efer under his shirt. So there's really no stira to the mitzilis that an Ovel is ma'ola ba'afar karno. There's no stira to wear tefillin shoyad. So perhaps that's why the Rambam... That's how the Rambam understood. That's how the Mitzvah Chacham and the Rambam understood that on Tisha B'Av, even if the pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel doesn't apply to prohibit everyone from wearing tefillin, but the svara of Ein Noah Loses Pe'er Tachas Sefer does apply to Tisha B'Av, because we're all mispal shel be'efer, we're all rolling in the dust. So Ein Noah Ein Roy Loses Pe'er Tachas Sefer, but that only applies to tefillin shel rosh, not to tefillin shel yad. So that's what the minig was, not to wear the tefillin shel yad in the morning of Tisha B'Av. In the afternoon, everyone wears tefillin. Right? My Rami Rutenberg himself, even though he said you don't wear any tefillin, he would say you wear tefillin b'shas mincha. So the Mikzvah Sacharim and the Rambam, Mistama would say that you also wear tefillin, even tefillin sharosh b'shas mincha. It's not a time of Bechi. But at least in the morning, it would make sense not to wear the tefillin sharosh. It's interesting that this is actually meduyak in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, in the old version, like I have over here, he says the mitzvah ha'acham is nogin shalol aniyat bo tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel rosh as opposed to tefillin shel yad. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, he has a different girsa. Our girsa, the old girsa, is the girsa that the Beis Yosef had in the Rambam. But in the Frankel, It says, Nogin shalol aniach tefillin birosh. Not tefillin shalosh, but tefillin birosh. What's the difference? Just a play. It's not, it's cute. No, according to Rabbi Fran's Yesod, he points this out himself. According to his Yesod, it's very good. The whole idea that we don't wear tefillin shalosh is not because Yecheskel was told to wear tefillin, so therefore the din is that a novel doesn't wear tefillin and we're like Avelin, so therefore we don't wear tefillin. No, it's a svara. It's the svara. The svara only applies to tefillin shalosh because you're putting it birosh, you're putting it in a makom of efer. Cute, right? You're putting it in a makom of efer. So maybe that's why the lashon of the Rambam, the duik in his lashon, that in mitzvahs chachamim nagin shalol aniyah but tefillin birosh, not tefillin sharosh. Of course, that's the meaning. Not to put on the tefillin sharosh, but the key is not to put tefillin birosh on the head because that's a makom of efer. So it's still interesting that somehow these mitzvahs hachamim felt that the pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. That will apply the svara, but not the gzeras hakosi. Not the drasha, but the svara. It's interesting, but if you're willing to say such a thing, that they'll apply the drasha and not the svara, so then you're free to say that you're free to say that maybe there should be a chiluk when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that the only tefillin that we don't wear is the tefillin shel rosh, but we'll still wear the tefillin shel yad. Some point out that lechora, this pshat, is a little bit difficult for a different reason. Rashi's pshat. Meaning, if you take Rashi seriously, like the Rosh, that the reason why the Ovel doesn't wear tefillin is because of a svara, not because of a drush. Not the way Tosis and Brachas understood Rashi. Because Tosis does away with the svara. He says the svara is only explaining the distinction between tefillin as opposed to other mitzvahs, or between first day of Shiva as opposed to the other days of Shiva. Let's say you take Rashi seriously, like the Rosh did, that it's just a svar. Even by an Ovel, it's just a svar. What's the problem? The Ovel doesn't wear any tefillin. So the svara, if mitzad the svara, there seems to be a stira between the bechi of an Ovel and wearing the tefillin shel Rosh, so the stira is only to the tefillin shel Rosh. Meaning, just like the Rambam's Mitzvah Chachamim distinguish between the Tefillin Shayan and the Tefillin Sharosh on Tisha B'Av, Lechora, if you're a purist in Rashi, which the Rosh was, then you should say that an Ovel also should wear Tefillin Shayan. He shouldn't wear Tefillin Sharosh on the first day, but why can't he wear Tefillin Shayan? So we're suggesting, according to the Rambam, the din, the Isser of Tefillin for an Ovel is learned from a Drosh. So a Drosh applies to all Tefillin. Tisha B'Av, we apply the Svara, so that's why we distinguish between Tefillin Shayan and Tefillin Sharosh. But the Rosh and the Pashup Shan and Rashi are assuming that even for an Ovel, we're using the Svara. So if we're using the Svara, so why does an Ovel not wear any tefillin? He should wear the tefillin Shayani, he won't wear the tefillin Sharosh. Well, what could be the issue? So Rav Tzipa Zafrank in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi suggests that maybe the reason why the Ovel doesn't wear any tefillin, even if we take the Svara seriously, we assume that the Makar, the Issa tefillin for an Ovel, is really Svara. The reason why the Ovel doesn't wear any tefillin, because we know that the Gemara Menachos gives a hekish to compare tefillin shayat to tefillin sharosh. It says, "V'hayu l'totavos bein einecha." Zok the Gemara calls man shebein einecha yushnayim. That when you put on the tefillin sharosh, you should have the tefillin shayat on as well. Now, you're not supposed to put the tefillin sharosh on first. You put the tefillin shayat on, and then the tefillin sharosh. But the pasuk v'hayu assumes it gives us the impression that the tefillin shayat and the tefillin sharosh are supposed to be a unit. They're supposed to come together. So just like it's a Xeris HaKasa that whenever the Tefillin Sharosh is on, the Tefillin Shayat should be on as well. It's a Xeris HaKasa that teaches me that the Tefillin Shayat and the Tefillin Sharosh are one unit, and the halachas that apply to one apply to the other. This is what some suggest to answer a very interesting question. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chav Chesam and Beis has a line, the Tani Rav Yosef, L'hochshiru b'melech ha-shamayim, ela'or b'hem ha-tahar b'lvad. That for melech ha-shamayim, you have to use the skin. If you're preparing something that's made out of an or b'hema, melech ha-shamayim, there's a requirement that you have to use the skin of a b'hema tahar. And what does that mean? Which kind of melech ha-shamayim are we talking about? So, says the Gemara, maybe it's for tefillin, for the parshiyos of tefillin. It's Says the Gemara, that couldn't be. We didn't need this special memra to say that from Melech HaShemayim you need Arba Hema Torah. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, L'mantia Torah Sashem Beficha, Min Amuta Beficha. When it talks about tefillin, in Parshas Kadesh, right? It says, L'mantia Torah Sashem Beficha, V'haya La'osa Yadchul Yizikarim Ben Enecha, L'mantia Torah Sashem Beficha. You can only make the parashas of tefillin from something that's muta beficha, from an arba hematara. So we don't need the special memra to teach me that from Melech HaShemayim we need arba hematara for parashas of tefillin, because that we know. Says the Gemara, maybe it's telling me that the or of the batim has to come from an arba hematara. So says the Gemara, that can't be. Ha'amar Abaye shin shel tefillin halacha l'mashmi sinai. Abaye says that shin shel tefillin, the shin we put in the bias, is halach l'mashmi Sinai. So if it's halach l'mashmi Sinai, then we know that you need menamuta b'ficha, because shin shel tefillin is part of what? Toras Hashem. Right? So, l'mantia toras Hashem b'ficha applies not only to the parashas of tefillin, but to the batim as well, because the batim have the osios of the Torah. So it's also toras Hashem. So that's a gzeras hakosa, that's a pasuk. I don't need the special mem. Frek Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilgal Hashas, that's the tefillin shel rosh. But there's no shin shel tefillin on the tefillin shel yad. So maybe I need Rav Yosef's halacha, l'huchshu b'mlech ha-shamayim al-or b'hem ha-tahara b'l'vad, to teach me that the or of the tefillin shel yad has to be made from an or b'hem ha-tahara. Kivegas kash. So after Rashash, no, the answer is v'hoyu teaches me a hekish between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. So once Abaya tells me that shin shel tefillin halacha moshmi Sinai, so from that I know already that the batim of Yud, just like the parashios, it's a makom that you have Toras Hashem. So l'man tia Toras Hashem, Beficha teaches me that it has to be minamotu Beficha. You have to make the batim from Or Behema Tahora. So if that's true by Tefillin Shel Rosh, it has to be true by Tefillin Shel Yad as well, because all of Tefillin is one unit. So that's what the Gemara said. Obviously, it can't come to teach me that the Or of the batim has to be from Or Behema Tahora, because once I know the Shin Shel Tefillin Halacha Moshmi Sinai, so then the batim of Yud is the same as the parashios, and it's not only tefillin shel rosh but tefillin shel yad as well, because tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad are hukshu lahadadi. So maybe that's the answer. Maybe the reason why the Ovel is not allowed to wear tefillin, even tefillin shel yad on the first day, is because once the svara, right, according to those who hold of the svara, if you hold of the gzeres hakosuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you cheskel not to wear tefillin, perchach habosh alecha. If it's a gzeres hakosis, then obviously it applies to both parts of tefillin. But if it's a svaras, then you'd think that a no losses peritach hasefer perhaps only applies to tefillin shalosh. But from the hekesh of the hoyu, tefillin shalyad and tefillin shalosh have to be compared. So even though the svara would only apply to tefillin shalosh, but if the avil's not going to wear tefillin shalosh, then he's not going to wear tefillin shalyad either, because they go b'chada machta, they go together. So that would explain why both shittas can claim that an ovel on the first day of Shiva is not going to wear either tefillin. It's not going to wear the tefillin shel rosh, nor the tefillin shel yad. Even if you'll go with the svara approach, the svara might not apply to the tefillin shel yad, but the hekesh does apply to the tefillin shel yad. But why do the mitzvahs chachamim, according to the Rambam, not hold of this idea of the hekesh? This is the final point, the kicker that we have to close with, right? The final point that we have to figure out is the Rambam. Right. According to those who learn that the Ovel, the reason why the Ovel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day is because of a drasha, so right, applies to an Ovel, both to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. If I apply this din avelus completely, like the Marami Rutenberg would have us believe, if I apply it completely to Tisha B'Av, then it'll apply both to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Good. If I learn that there's a svara, that it's based on a svara, like Rashi and Baruch seems to say, Pashup Shat, against Tosfos and Baruch, and like the Rosh. So then, it definitely applies to Tefillin Shel Rosh. The svara doesn't apply to Tefillin Shel Yad, but if you learn the Hekesh V'Hayu, so maybe you should apply it to Tefillin Shel Yad, for an Ovel. And maybe some would say that it should apply to Tefillin Shel Yad as well, on Tisha B'Av as well, on Tisha B'Av, right? Why shouldn't I apply the Hekesh on Tisha B'Av as well? The Rambam splits. Right, we have to go back to the Rambam now. Why does the Rambam split? So the Rambam splits because when it comes to Hilchas Ovel, the Rambam is a drasha man. He says, Perecha chavosh alecha, that teaches us that Avel in general doesn't wear tefillin. And if it's a drasha, that's the mocha that the Avel doesn't wear tefillin, obviously that's going to apply across the board, not just the tefillin sherosh, but the tefillin sheyam as well. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Fran suggested that perhaps the Rambam assumes that it's the svara that governs the halacha of tefillin on Tisha B'Av. And if it's the svara that einor loses peretachas efer that governs the halacha of tefillin, then that should only apply to tefillin sherosh, not to tefillin sheyam. But we pointed out that isn't there a hekesh? V'hoyu teaches me that tefillin shayan and tefillin sherosh always should be compared. So the answer might be that the mitzvah chacham of the Rambam hold that hekesh only applies to the cheftza shel tefillin. It only applies to the halachas that relate to the guf at tefillin, like or behemat tahara minamuta beficha, like what the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about. It refers to the guf at tefillin. Things that refer to the guf at tefillin, that's where the hekesh applies. But in terms of timing, when the ovel is going to wear tefillin, maybe the hekesh doesn't apply to such a halacha. Right? So if the Rambam were to have only used the svara to explain why an ovel doesn't wear tefillin, so then the Rambam wouldn't have applied the hekesh, and he would have said that the ovel doesn't wear tefillin shel rosh, but he wears tefillin shel yad. But the Rambam didn't apply the svara to an ovel. For an ovel, he said that the reason why the ovel doesn't wear tefillin is because of its gzeiras hakasav. That's why he applied it bein tefillin shel rosh, bein tefillin shel yad. The Chacham and the Rambam assume that when it comes to Tishba, we don't apply the pasuk in Yecheskel, but rather we say it's a svara. So if it's a svara, since the Mitzvah Chacham claim that the hekesh between tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad will only relate to the gufa tefillin, to the cheftza shel tefillin, it's not going to apply to this halacha that we're not going to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. So if it doesn't apply to the halacha of not wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av, the hekesh doesn't apply, so then we follow the svar. Following the svar would mean that on Tisha B'Av we don't wear the tefillin shel rosh, but we'll still wear the tefillin shel yad.
Is that maybe also why does the Rambam quote Yad and Rosh two separate mitzvahs?
What?